Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living, taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. With supplementation such as the one that you described in the intervention for the pommy tea, as well as the one that you're doing right now with COVID, do you think there's a rationale for the government to be subsidizing polyphenol rich supplements to people's diets, as we can't always be relied on, and myself included, to eat well every single day?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the number one message is to eat well.
Yeah, of course, that goes without
saying. And like yourself, I try to make an effort. But if I'm exercising a lot, or I've had a stressful day, I will definitely take some extra supplements. Or in the probiotic side, if I'm going on holiday, with different water, different types of foods, I will definitely cover myself with a probiotic. If you've been in hospital or taken a course of antibiotics, there's lots of indications. You should never take a probiotic daily if you're otherwise well. There's no evidence for that, but there's many situations where they would help. So yes, it was beginning to get to a situation that Norfolk and Norwich, for example, were giving probiotics for people before they were admitted to hospital.
Oh, really?
There's evidence to reduce the risk of Clostridium infection.
Gotcha.
There's a new strategy run by the Royal College of Anaesthetists called the Prehabilitation Program, where they're looking at people coming into hospital, and they're mainly talking about exercise to try to sort of reduce the risk of thrombotic events. But I think I was on that committee, and I was trying to sort of introduce, maybe that's an opportunity to sort of try to really change people's diet, even if it's only for 3 or 4 weeks, to really arm them with polyphenols and the right bacteria to reduce the risk of adverse events, reduce the risk of infection. And actually, going forward, you know, I think if you can change the environment in the body around, say, a cancer, you start getting changes in that cancer. So if you do get these cells spreading off at the time of surgery, it's maybe less likely to form roots and metastasize. But that's all in the sort of research domain at the moment.
Yeah, because from my limited understanding of cancer research, a lot of it is reactive at this point. We spend the large majority of our money on medications, toxic drugs, surgery, which all have their place massively. But if you ask me, I'd rather try and prevent myself from getting cancer in the first place. And my understanding of how much we spend in preventative medicine is less than 5% of the total NHS budget, which is very, very small. And there's a lot of evidence that we can prevent a lot of these things if we start early enough, and also detect as well. So, yeah, I think that definitely needs to...
It does. The problem is preventative interventions haven't been particularly successful. So, we know from World Cancer Research Fund, WHO, Cancer Research UK, who have done very clever statistics, that about 50% of cancers could be avoided if we led a healthy lifestyle. The others, I'm not blaming people for getting cancer. Some people live the life of an angel and still get it. But also there's some evidence that if you have a healthier lifestyle and you get the cancer, it's going to be later in life and perhaps less aggressive and more amenable to being cured. But, you know, you tell a, your teenage kids to eat healthily because they might get cancer in 20 years' time. It's sort of falling on deaf ears, really. You know, so that's why they're not investing more, I think, because it's not changing behavior. And it's getting people to change their behavior is the hard bit.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.